This is the BBC Light Programme. Ladies and gentlemen, The Goon Show.
Something to you, Wallace.
No, but I'd like to do something to that music.
What? You realize, of course, you're talking of Peter Sellers, the world's greatest outdoor pianist. Did you hear that build-up I give you, Mr. Sellers? I say. Don't tell me you're down to that in motor cars.
No, I've just ordered a new Super Splon Reversal Cinepod 12 horsepower convertible. I was only making that noise until it arrived. Then it can do it for me.
How jolly for you, Fred Sellers. Thank you. Now, if you'll kindly stop sticking pins in that clay model of Lou Grade, we'll proceed with the Hern, Hern, and the Hern. This week, the play is entitled... What it was now.
allow me, you silly little mitt.
We present the flea. The flea. The flea. The year 1665.
1665? Good heavens, I must hurry. I'll miss my bus.
3rd of December, 1665. Did rise betide. Finding much snow without, did put on my belly binder on warm knees. Sported thereafter with Mrs. Fitzsimmons. And did hie me late at a Ward's coffee house to break my fast.
Oh, good morrow, Master Pepys. Cappuccino?
No. Just coffee, Daisy.
Black or white?
White, with a dash of milk.
Oh, you tease!
Now, with whom can I make gossip this chilly morn? I see nobody, though, and nobody sees me. What a coincidence, egad. He spawned, to be sure. Hern, hern. Hi, diddle dee, needle on a loo, spring, span, splon. Ying, tong, and lipo. And remember, you've got to go, ow!
How very interesting that was.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you standing in that coffee pot.
I know, we had the lid down.
We? Where's your friend?
He's up the spout.
Oh, he's going to go out.
He can't. He's just been out.
Yes, it's all the rage. Now, have these two seats been taken?
No, they're still here.
A Charlie.
What?
I was only nearly saying that the other day. This is my friend, Count Jim Thighs Moriarty.
A German diplomat is always welcome in England.
What? The pristine knuckles, hairy insult. You insult me, a Frenchman. Where's Father Joe? Honor is satisfied.
And so am I.
Sir, you will excuse this steaming Gaul. He is given to short temper, as he has no lodgings for the night.
Sir, I can't see a French count sleeping in the street.
Of course not. I've got up now.
He's just been out again.
I should like to accommodate you for the night, but
we accept.
I second that. Moriarty, go and pack the jam.
Oh, I am going to go up and down.
Did return home with the two gentlemen. Did not sport with Mrs. Fitzsimmons, owing to the cold weather and the presence of the French count and his manager, who occupied my second best bed.
You heard that nice gentleman, Moriarty. Put on your second best pajamas.
Oh.
There he goes again. He never thinks of anything else these days. By the way, Moriarty, did you notice the brass nameplate on our host's door?
Yes, I've got it here.
You clever little vandal, you. You see what it says? Samuel Pepys, Secretary to the Navy. We couldn't have picked a better Charlie for our plan.
Stop pasty nudges. If it works, we'll get rich beyond the dreams of all win. Oh, he all. The money, the moolah, the Grisby. Oh, ye. Oh, oh. Oh. Oh.
He's going to have one of his turns again.
Is he?
Yes.
I'd better go then.
He's gone.
Yes.
Now, where's Francois the Flea?
Francois the Flea is inside my sock. He likes to travel on foot.
Now, Moriarty, are you sure this flea is reliable?
Reliable? Mon rippers. This flea has bitten all the crown heads of Europe, and sometimes lower than that.
You mean that this flea has royal blood?
Oui, oui.
In that case, he might be fussy. We shall have to blindfold him. He must never know who he's biting. Let's have a look at him.
I'll just unchain him. Voila!
Let's see him jump.
At Francois. Hop! Steady, steady. Save your energy, boy. Save it. Steady, steady. Whoa.
I see he favors the Western role. Now, action, Moriarty. Chain him to your nightshirt.
Right!
Now, during the night, on a given signal, Francois will bite you.
Oh, I'm too young.
Moriarty, the reward will be great. You'll be able to retire Francois to stud on a dog of his own. He'll be able to go...
Wow.
Thank you. Now off you go to Ninnyby's while I strum Max Gildrey.
Oh, Max. Thank you. And now...
My pectoral!
What else? What else, my many screaming guests?
Mr. Pepys, the Count Jim Thighs, Moriarty, has been bitten by one of your English fleas.
Yes, this means war.
A physic on you. There are no fleas in my house.
No? Moriarty, bend down and show the gentleman the bites.
Done since this bedding is flea-free. It's burnt twice a day.
Oh. Then what's this on the sheet?
Let me see. Siberian railways.
Proof positive. No wonder there's fleas.
Master Pepys, I must warn you. Anything you take down will be uprooted, replanted at Trafalgar Square, and used in evidence against you.
Hey! 5th of December. Did sport with Mrs. Fitzsimmons, and then to the law courts.
Silence! Silence in court! Silence! The court will now rise for the Lord Chief Justice, Jim Spriggs.
Be seated, please. The case is Count Jim Thighs, Moriarty. Minister without underpants versus the British Crown with underpants. Will the plaintiff open the case?
My lord, we claim damages of 40,000 golden crowns for a savage attack by an English flea residing under the roof of Monsieur Samuel Pepys, Secretary to the Navy.
Ah, oh. Well acted. Now then, what is a navy?
A navy, my lord, is an army entirely surrounded by water.
Please, I'll have the court clear. Thank you very much. Now then, what makes you think the British Crown should pay for this flea bite?
It was a British flea, my lord.
My lord! I object. I move that the flea's nationality be proven before this case proceeds.
Agreed. Call the flea.
The flea!
The flea!
The flea!
Great Jupiter, mate. Is that thing a flea?
No, it's an horse, mate.
A horse?
Yeah.
Take his hat off.
Yeah.
You're right, it is a horse. Well, where's the flea?
He's on the horse, mate. I thought he'd get here quicker that way, you see.
I see. Now then, as he's not riding side saddle, I presume he's a male flea. So now, will the flea raise his right leg and swear to tell the truth? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Mr. Pepys, will you please take the flea in the palm of your right hand and see if you can identify him?
My lord, I can honestly say I have never seen this flea before in my life. I claim that he is a foreigner.
Oh,
Great pipe. Suppose they discover Francois is French.
Impossible. I destroyed his passport, I tell you.
Silence. It is the opinion of this court that the flea will remain in custody while a description of him is circulated to Interpol.
Dear listeners, I spring forward at this moment to mention to those of you who have not been in jug on the continent that Interpol is an international organization of policemen. I do hope you find these little snippets of information helpful. If they are, then my job has been well worthwhile. And now,
please.
The Flea Part 2, in which Moriarty and Grippipe hie them to a flea circus with a plan.
See the greatest flea circus on earth.
Everyone, man, pit, buddy.
Come and see Warren Beach done by a cast of flea.
Roll up.
Flea dialogue with human subtitles.
Roll up. Roll up, you people. Here are
I. Did you hear that, Moriarty? A flea circus.
Yes, let's go and buy one quickly.
Buy one? What do you think I brought this dog along for?
Explain to me and the listeners.
We're going to look for a British flea with exactly the same markings as Francois.
And then we change them over.
There goes the plot, listeners. Come, let's go in, Rika.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hero of tonight's performance of War and Peace is the wonderfully star of knee, thigh, and chest, who has just returned from a highly successful tour of Mrs. Fitzsimmons. Here he is, Little Jim.
Moriarty, hand me those lorgnettes. What luck! Little Jim is the living image of Francois, even to the scar on his chin.
What now?
After the performance, we take this shaggy dog backstage. No flea could resist a ride on a dog like this.
You're right. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, just a moment. Excuse me, please.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, at this stage, the BBC are concerned about the possibility of this show causing listeners some irritation. I should like to state, therefore, that there are no real fleas taking part in this program. The parts of all the fleas are taken by small grasshoppers painted black.
Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you. December the 6th. Did sport with Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
Oh.
And being suspicious of Gritpipe Thin, I did place two stalwart guards outside the accused flea's cell in Newgate Prison.
Have you ever guarded a flea before, Echo?
No. This is the first big job I had. Just a minute.
Oi! That made him jump. Did you hear that? Doing! That's him. When he goes, doing! He goes, doing! Oh, he got that all the time. He got that all the time.
You're a nutty, cruel thing, Echo. You should not do that. You may have fleas of your own one day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bottle.
Lance Corporal Bottle to you.
Sorry, Lance Corporal Bottle to you.
I didn't wear a thing at all. Stand to cupboard attention.
Oh.
Sheila, Christine.
It hurts.
Thinks I will teach this not a man a lesson. Echo?
Yeah?
Raise right leg.
Okay.
Now raise left leg.
Right.
Oh. How is it that you got three legs, Echo?
But the fourth one fell off. Wait a minute. What are you laughing at?
Well, I tend not to be left behind. Given them enough Terence Rattigan type dialogue, it's time to exercise a flea tap prisoner. Private Eccles, open flea pit.
Oh. Here, do you think it's safe to take his leg shackles off?
Do not worry, Eccles. I will keep him covered with his flea powder.
Okay, well, I'll run the flea around the yard on his lead. Teddy, whoa, stop pulling. Whoa, steady now. Whoa.
Hey, Echo, don't let him come near me. I don't want to be batted. I'm an East Finchley tap boy, and there are no fleas in East Finchley. Fleeless Finchley, they call it. And the nudges game.
Amolichiku.
Listeners, we should like to reassure you once again that at no stage in this drama do genuine fleas take part. Before commencing it, all actors were searched by John Snag. To allow you to relax, here is Ray Ellington and his DDT quartet.
Please.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. You do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me that nobody else can do. That simply mystifies me. Tell me, why should it be? You have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. You do that voodoo that you do so well. You do something to me. When you do that voodoo, that voodoo that you do, nobody else can do.
And in 1665. So much for humor. Well, now. December the Splom. Did sport with Mrs. Fitzsimmons. Suddenly.
Captain, Mr. Peter. Hello, Mrs. Fitzsimmons. Captain, two men crept up on us from behind and overpowered us with a quarter of Pontefract cakes.
They nearly had you on the run.
Yeah. Then, thinking that I had made us unconscious with the deaded frontal frakes, they switched fleas and made up with our one. Hello, Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
So, if money on his flea was a foreigner, we must stop it into the country or the Crown will lose the case. To the military!
To the military! Goodbye, Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
Oh, you caught me out then, lad, you did. Oh, you get out the back, Mrs. Fitzsimmons, dear. Oh.
Come in.
Oh, Major Butler. Oh. Hello, Mrs. Fitzsimmons. Any signs of these men with the fugitive flea?
No.
It's not good enough, Major.
What?
Are your men reliable?
My men reliable? My Captain Carruthers, tell him.
I suppose.
Well, Sigurd, does that answer your question?
I can't remember the question.
Neither can I.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me a moment, Major.
What?
He'd retire to adjacent room, where he'd briefly sport with Mrs. Fitzsimmons.
Oh, not again.
Well, now, Major Budnock, we suspect that the foreign flea might be an exact replica of the flea I've got in this horse box.
Oh, what cunning.
Excuse me, Major. A company of my Highlanders have caught two men trying to slip past on a banana skin.
Bring them in, McGregor.
How did he get in a Scottish regiment?
He lied about his age.
Come on. Oh, come on, you two. Come on, pushing us, don't you?
Come on.
Get up. Take your filthy hand off my filthy neck.
Make one false step and I'll report you to Victor Sylvester.
Oh.
That's him. I recognize him by his...
Oh.
Now, where's that French flea?
Outside on a sheepdog.
40 long-haired sheepdogs. Which one is he on?
I'll soon find him. In a military way. Dogs from the right number. That's the one, that's the one. Search him. Now into the dustbin with him.
Ah, got him.
They've got the flea in there.
I've got him there. Well, good pup. This is the end of your nefarious career.
Yes, and yours.
What do you mean?
Mr. Peeps, we've found a diary. Let me read you a sample extract. December the 3rd, whilst the king was away, did sport madly with Nell Gwyn.
Oh, come, chaps, you're joking. Let's forget everything, eh? Let's go all together.
Yes, for £1,000.
He's just been...
£1,000.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe and Spike Milligan with the Relington Quartet, Max Gelgray and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.